shining, beautiful family. Let's use these few minutes together to really tune into the depth and the breadth of this land that we are here to experience. For those of you that live here, I can only imagine. And thank you for sharing your land and your water and your air and your stars with all of us who don't have that pleasure. So in a meditative way, let's prepare for the channel. So if you'd like to put your feet on the floor, close your eyes for a moment, and just take a full, nice, deep breath in. And feel yourself settle into the now, into this moment, into receiving. Feel your body just softening and becoming much more present. And breathe again, in through your nose. Exhale. And let your consciousness come down into your heart. Let it drop down from your thoughts into your heart with each breath in and out. Touching that place in the center of you, that sacred place, that place that knows you so well, that place that can teach, that place that loves. And from this beautiful, tender place in your heart, feel the energy of the entourage in the room. The Kryon entourage, the ancient ones of this land, the ancestors that join us, the ancestors that we are. And just allow them to come be around you, sitting in the chair with you, next to you, in front and behind you, holding you in the arms of love, holding your heart, holding your soul. And let yourself just settle back into those arms, receiving the wisdom, the love, the compassion, the energy, and the light of this land and of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We wish to honor the conference and the subjects of the conference by those who have created it. Indeed, it was intuition that pushed the human beings to create a conference series which would honor the planet. The indigenous, who came first? The wisdom and the ancestors. Like no other conferences, connecting the dots from place to place in honor of the land, the energy, and those who were first. And so we look at that which is Gaia. And as we have done before, we will create a theme for each channel. And the theme will be guided by a letter. As we spell Gaia, the letter G. Now you would think, well, it's a Gaia conference. Kryon is spelling Gaia. G will be Gaia. And it isn't. There are many channels that are filled with information. People will listen and wish to take notes, perhaps, and later listen again. There'll be explanations that are new. The way things that are working in a new energy, perhaps even potentials that are undiscovered. Concepts and paradigms that we have given you that start to enhance that which humanity can do. Not this one. This is a channel of awareness, complete and total discovery and awareness. I want you to think about what we are discussing. Now we stop for a moment again to say thank you to the ancestors for their permission to be here to discuss these things on their land. To sit and enjoy and celebrate their land. The ancestors as far back as they go, the Lemurians on their land. So long ago, so far. And yet, dear ones, to us it was yesterday. There'll come a time when time is relative. Even to humanity, time will start to shift as it becomes more variable and understandable to those who can manipulate physics itself. That is cryptic. Just a saying that humanity will reach a point, as it has in the past, in other planets, where literally there will be no more electronics or equipment. It'll all be internal and natural. But right now, dear ones, you deal with intuition, exposure, awareness, and we wish to paint a picture to you. And for you. The letter G is going to stand for genealogy. What is your genealogy? In the most general form, I can ask you, where did you come from? What is the presumption of where you came from? Now, there would be those who are not spiritual at all and say, well, we evolved from those who were cavemen. The ones who are spiritual said, well, even you, Crime, said we came from the stars. The creation stories all over the planet will tell you of a first time, where it started, the spark. But that's not what I ask you. I didn't ask you where your awareness came from. I didn't ask you about your Akash. I asked you about your cellular structure. Where did it come from? And there are those who say, well, it must have come from the stars. It must have come from this and that. It's life, absolutely. Where did life come from? It must have come from somewhere else. Oh, really? What is your genealogy? The cells in your body, the very structure of elegance called DNA, where did it come from? And the presumption is yet again, well, it came from the stars. No, it didn't. It was enhanced from the stars. But DNA was here. Everything was here. Before there was ever any kinds of seeds planted of awareness from anywhere. If you believe in the story of the Garden of Eden, you have two human beings looking just like you receiving something. Where did they come from? What is your genealogy? Then you start tracking it back and say, well, where did all things come from that are living? Now you're getting closer. A million years before the Pleiadians came, how about 2 million? How about 3? And you start realizing that that which is in your body has come from lower life forms, as it grew to that place that you could call humanity. Indeed, it evolved. Human beings were not placed here by another race. The awareness in your DNA was placed here, but not you. You're a product of Gaia. Paint the picture even more fully. Now you're down to small animals. It became big animals and then small animals again. What happened there? Starts and stops of life on the planet. You were part of that. Your genealogy can start to be tracked back chemically to single-celled life on the planet. The first life that ever was here. Where did that come from? Now it gets complicated. Scientists start to understand, what is that which would create the spark of life? And they have looked at this over and over and have realized that the soup which came together perfectly to create life was always part of the elements of the earth. Oddly enough, it was part of your weather, electricity and lightning, the chemicals on the planet, and the magnetic grid. And the magnetic grid, did you hear that part? And coming together in certain ways over eons of time, the spark of life would start. It had to be just right. Go study it. You came from the elements. As history would tell you, it didn't last. It had to start again because it was not self-sustaining. The system wasn't created, simply life was. There were five starts and stops of life until it became self-sustaining in a system. And that required photosynthesis. Trees, bushes. Are you see where I'm going here? Who is your parent? Who is your genealogy? Where is it? What are the chemicals? Where are they? Right up to your DNA through these millions of years, where is the parent? That is Gaia. The dirt of the earth. The elements came together to produce you. Long before awareness, the great ancestor is the earth. And the presumptions never go there, do they? You're always being created from the stars, the awareness. You don't even think about, what about before awareness? The earth has created the spark of life on purpose, on time, on schedule. It was delayed for a long time, on purpose, on schedule, so that that life would develop into multicellular forms, eventually creating the human being, allowing then awareness to be part of you. Genealogy doesn't start with Adam and Eve. It starts with the dirt of the earth. Study it. See what the scientists say, and they all agree. It started by itself. The elements mixed together just right. Electricity, magnetics, chemicals. To start life itself. The odd thing about humans and how you see yourselves is another presumption. When you look into the vastness of space, and all you see is other materials just like yours, and yet you will not allow for other life. You're in a bubble. It's another shell. When you leave the room and you look outside at the majesty of the dirt, of the mountains, of the lakes, of the sun. You're looking at your genealogy. You started there. And it's about time you realize that. Mother Earth was called that for a reason. It is the mother of all life. Gaia started it. And now we are asking you to return to Gaia. Honor Mother Earth. Look at it as the ancestor that it is, and not just a clump of rocks or beautiful mountains or trees. You understand that the system, when it finally occurred and worked, required that the trees give you oxygen. Had to. Otherwise, it never would have sustained you. Not only did the planet give birth, it gave sustenance. And then it fed you. And the system began so that one day you could sit here like this, with full awareness from the stars of who you are, how you were created, and what's next for the galaxy. Your genealogy is the dirt, the elements, all it is. Return to this awareness and understand. And now you know why all of the indigenous all over the planet honor something. It's not just Mother Earth. They honor the directions. The magnetic grid is honored. East, west, north, south. The very elements of the planet. And some say, well, how quaint they're doing this. It's not quaint. It's divine wisdom. They know their genealogy. Do you? It's not a secret. It's just been forgotten. When you start aligning the energies of the planet, things start changing for you. It's a system that has always been there to enhance your consciousness, where the grids are laid and the portals lie, all in cooperation from Pachamama, Mother Earth. And so we begin the conference with that, the letter G. And a reminder to you of who the main mother is and the ancestor for that which is inside you at the cellular level. It's beautiful, isn't it? That such a thing could be, and you could sit here and honor it. Some of you still have trouble with this. You go outside and all you see is pretty things. I want you to listen for the voices. Not in English. Listen for the voices of love that are all there that say, we are part of you. You are part of us. Isn't it grand? And so it is.